Without Him, I can't exist any longer. So at this time, you take me to the bank of the Jamuna, because the Jamuna is so dear to me. Why is Jamuna Moyi so dear to Radhika? Because the Jamuna, she's blackish. And when Radharani takes bath in the Jamuna, she, in her ecstasy, she imagines, she feels that Krishna is embracing her by the embrace of the waters of the Jamuna. Jamuna is my dear friend. You take me there, underneath the Kelikadambu tree. Why is the Kelikadambu tree my friend? Because it was under that Kelikadambu tree that I met with Shyam, Krishna. So in this dying condition, this situation, you take me there. And you take some mud from the Jamuna and smear that mud all over my body. And then in that mud, you write the name Shyam, Shyam, Shyam. You write Krishna's name in that mud. And then you take some Tulsi Manjaris and you offer it. And you place it on top of that Shyam Nam. Because Abhinatva Nama Namino, there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. So you offer Tulsi Manjaris to them. And then she said, in this situation, Amare Bhistana Kori Bolo Sabe Hari Hari Jakuna Parana Bhariyai. I want all of you, my dear Sakis, to gather around me and you chant Hari Hari, and then I'll leave my body. This is a very high thing. What relevance does this have to us? This is such an esoteric thing. We may even become disturbed. What are we discussing about? Radharani's dying condition? It's a very high thing. But if we want to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to understand something about Srimati Radharani. Krishna, he told the gopis, Na pare ham nirabhagya samyujam. Susadu krityam vibudaya sapiva yamabajam durajaya geha shrinkalai samvrishayatat yapratyatu saduna. He said, everybody else I know how to reciprocate with. Everyone else are chanting Krishna Nam, but they want a little red fire truck, or they want some hair clips, they want a boyfriend, they want a girlfriend, they want a new TV, they want a job, they want a ticket to Mayapur, they want something for themselves. But you gopis, you're out of the box. I don't know how to reciprocate with you. I promise, yaya tam mam prapadyante tam sadaiva bhajamyam. I'm God. Krishna said, I'm God. I made this promise. This promise is reality. More real than this universe. More real than this world. Because this world is a temporary place which is destroyed. But Krishna's promise always exists. And he's promised, yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyam. I always reciprocate with my devotees. This is my strong promise. But with you, I don't know what to do. You don't want a little red fire truck. You don't want a new sari or some bangles or some money or a girlfriend or this or that or a boyfriend. You don't want anything. All that you want is to please me. So this verse, our acharyas have described this verse from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, which takes place after the Rasalila. This verse provides the clue for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it provides the clue for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Premanam Sankirtan. Because he told them that I don't have the wealth to repay you. Napare ham. I have no, it's not with me. Because this Radha Bhav, this love that Srimati Radharani is offering and the gopis are offering, it's just like a vast, vast ocean. Krishna doesn't know how to reciprocate with that. Krishna says in the Gita, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. You should be one-pointed in love. Don't be bahusaka hinantascha buddhi ovyavishainam. But Krishna's bahusaka. He's all over the place. He's reciprocating with Ratak and Patrak, his servants. With Sridham and Madhu Mangal, his friends, with Yashoda and Nanda. He's reciprocating with everyone in all the different rasas. But the gopis don't care. They only want to see Krishna with Radharani. They're so very, very one-pointed. So Krishna said, I don't know how to repay you. How can I repay you? Because I'm Prithvi Vishraya, I'm that supreme object of love. How can I do that? The wealth is not within me. Because the love that Radharani has, the ecstasy that she experiences in relishing that love, come in, Paul. Her ecstasy is greater than the ecstasy that Krishna enjoys. Kaviraj Goswami has described this in a number of places. The relishment, the taste that Radhika gets by worshipping Krishna is greater than the happiness that Krishna gets by being worshipped. So this is my position, the object of worship. How can I understand? How can I repay your love? It's so much greater than what I have. Your ecstasy. So I have to get a loan. If you're having financial problems, right, what do? You go to the bank and you ask him, I want a loan. So Krishna did exactly that. But where's the bank? He didn't go to State Bank of India. And the State Bank of Braj, the State Bank of Prem is who? Srimati Radharani. He had to go to that bank account. But she wouldn't let him open an account there. She said, no. What do you want with my love? No, this is... How can I give that thing to you? So if they won't give you an account, but you have a very heavy debt, then what are you going to do? The bank won't lend you money. So then you have to put on a mask and get a gun. And you go in the bank and you rob the bank. So that's what Krishna did. And Rupa Goswami, he describes it, Rasastoman Ritva, that Krishna, he entered into Srimati Radharani's heart, just like a bank robber may break into a bank through a wall and through some basement entrance or something. He broke into Radharani's heart and he plundered Radharani's love. He stole that thing for himself because he had this heavy debt. I have to repay this debt. He feels such a strong obligation. How can I repay that debt? I have to do that thing. So then he came, Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He said, he told the gopis that let your own bhajan be your glory. What does that mean? Let your own bhajan be your glory means Premanam Sankirtan. The Premanam Sankirtan of Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari. This is your glory. This is how I'm going to repay you. I'm going to come and I'm going to experience the same thing that you experienced. I'm going to experience the same feelings of separation. And by doing that, I'm going to glorify you. Pratyatu sadhana. Let your own sadhana, let this be your glory. Nothing else can glorify you. And it's described by numerous poets that if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not come, jari ghora na hoito tabi ki hoito came on idharitam deya radhara mahima prema rasa singa jagate janat koi. If Mahaprabhu hadn't come, then how we ever would have learned about the glory of Radharani's love? We never would have learned about the glory of Radha's love if it hadn't been for Mahaprabhu. Because he's coming in Radharani's mood. His Sankirtan means Radha Bhav. It means Radharani's Sankirtan. That's Premanam Sankirtan. He's relishing the ecstasy in Kirtan that Radharani's relishing. And he's giving that thing. Therefore, he's Mahavadanyaya Avatar because Krishna Prema Pradayate. He's giving that Krishna Prema. This is the Nam Premala of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These three things combined together in one. Nam, Nami, and Prema. All three combine in one place. So what is the nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan? And what is the nature of our kirtan? This is an important subject we have to approach because we want to make this relevant for us. Otherwise, this is all theoretical. We may speak some theoretical things. We may read some very high things from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's very nice. It's good to have some theoretical understanding. But if we don't understand what relevance does it have to me and my situation, then it just becomes something which may even become a source of pride for us, some knowledge. Because if we have knowledge without realization, knowledge without realization simply becomes pride. We often tell this story. In 1937, I believe it was, at Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was doing Brajmandal Parikrama. And as they were going throughout Braj, he was, to the surprise of the local people, he was speaking every day so many philosophical subjects. And finally, when he came to Radhakund, he started speaking even more philosophically. He started speaking on the Upanishads. Everyone is expecting, now we're going to get to hear Radharasa Sudha Nidhi. But no, he started speaking about the Upanishads and things. The devotees couldn't understand. Once a group of disciples came to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and they said, Guru Maharaj, we want to mention to you about one disciple you have here. He's very elevated. He's been staying here now at Radhakund because he understands Upadeshamrita, that Radhakund is the topmost place. And he's staying here. Not only is he staying here, but he's adopted a very, very elevated mode of bhajan. He stopped chanting Krishna Nama. He's just chanting Radha, 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 like a mad person. It's very far out. Isn't that a very high thing, Prabhuji? No. Oh, very high thing. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta heard that. He said, yes, this is very nice. Do you know what Brahma Vivarta Purana says about the name of Radha? Radityevam chasam siddha rakaro dhanavachakaha dhanirvanam chatadhatri tena radha prakirtita. The syllable ra, two syllables, if you don't know, you don't understand much about Sanskrit, each letter, the first, the letter R in Sanskrit has an inherent A in it. So that's one syllable, ra. And the letter dh, dh, has its inherent syllable a, also in it. So the first syllable ra denotes dana, bestowal of a gift. And the syllable da indicates nirvana, liberation. Thus, she who mercifully bestows liberation in the eternal kingdom of painlessness is called Radha. Rasadopcharanadeva spitto bhavati madhava dasvipcharita paschad davityeva sisambramaha. What happens when you chant Radha Nama? Very amazing thing. When you say the syllable Ra, Krishna's ears pick up. And he becomes ecstatic. And then when he hears the syllable Da, he starts running after the person who chanted that name, Radha. When you chant the name Radha, Krishna comes running after you. It's such a powerful thing. Rasada kurvatas trasto dami bhaktamutamam dasabdam kurvata paschadyami shravana lobataha. And Krishna says, but another thing happens. The moment I hear the syllable ra, then I give them prem bhakti. But then the next time, next moment I hear the syllable da, I completely forget myself. And I become bewildered. I become lost in the glory, in the intoxicating nectar of Radha Nam. So I run after devotees who chant Radha Nam. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, so this is what will happen. If you're chanting Radha Nam, Krishna will personally come running after you. It's very nice. Mataji, would you like Krishna to come running? No. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, but we have a better program. We chant Krishna Nam. And when we chant Krishna Nam, who comes running then? Srimati Radharani. Technically, this is known in Rasa Shastra as Bhavalasa Rati. And this is the crest jewel of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which means it's the most hidden and the most valuable thing. So Bhavalasa Rati technically means Manjari Bhav, or the mood of the Manjari. So Bhavalasa Rati means when one has more love, more concern for Radharani and Radharani's service even than Krishna. That's Bhavalasa Rati. And this is the Nam Kirtan. the Premanam Sankirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We've mentioned several times that sometimes devotees, they think, well, why do we bother chanting Krishna Nam? I've read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada says that if you chant Krishna Nam, there's 10 offenses to be considered. But if you chant the names of Nittai and Gaur, there's no offense to be considered. It's even more merciful. So maybe we're all in the wrong movement. Maybe we should leave the Hare Krishna movement and we should go start the Nittai Gaur movement. Why do we chant Hare Krishna then? And there's even some people who say, like this, better you chant the names of Nittai and Gaur on your beads. And sometimes devotees become a little confused. Well, gee, Prabhupada didn't have us do that. And well, I've never heard of any of our previous acharyas doing that. But and then we hear so many different wonderful things about the names of Nittai and the names of Gaur. It makes sense. Why not? Yeah, I'll chant the names of Nittai. I'll chant the names of Gaur. We can do that. And if we chant those names, we may get so much. Just as if someone chants the name of Radharani, they'll get so much. But we have a better program. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Jadiyama Pratisneha Take Sabaka Tabe Krishna Vyati Rikta Nagai Beya. He says that if you really love me, you'll love my instructions. So we have a better program than chanting Gauranam. Our better program is to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu says, Jati Yama Prati Sneha Taki Sabakar, if you really love me, you love my instructions. What are my instructions? Tabi Krishna Vyakti Rikta Nagai Deyar. Chant Krishna's name. Don't chant any other name. Oh, he's just being fanatical. And he's just being humble. We might think like that. I know some devotees who started chanting their guru's prana mantra and their japa beads. They started doing that. Because, you know, chanting Hare Krishna is very difficult. There's 10 offenses, it's very hard. More merciful than that is Gauranam. But more merciful than Gauranga Mahaprabhu is my Gurudev. So I'll chant my Gurudev's prana mantra and my bead. Very, very nice. Huh? But one small consideration you didn't take into account. What does your guru think of that? Does he like that? You know, he's just being humble. He's just being humble. Really, inside himself, it doesn't matter. And we get so much pleasure from it. Never mind if he likes it or not, doesn't like it. He's just being humble. But really, it's a good thing. No, there's something more to it. This Premanam Sankirtan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Sankirtan of the Sakis and Manjaris. It's a Premanam Sankirtan, which is of the Dasa Dasa, the 10 different stages of Sudhara Prabhas, the last of which is Mrityu, or death. It's the Sankirtan, the Prema Sankirtan, which is carried on by the Sakis and Manjaris around Srimati Radharani. And she's telling him, at this time of my death, you chant Krishna's names. Chant Hari Hari. Because by hearing that name of Krishna, which is not different from Krishna, I get some solace. I get some happiness. This is the Premanam Sankirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This is what he's relishing. And by chanting this way, he's glorifying Srimati Radharani and the gopis. He's repaying his debt to them. What is our part? This is a very big thing. Huh? Does anybody here have any tickets to the Ras Leela? Does anybody here have any free passes to the Kunjas of Vrindavan? No, if we try to go there, there's some sign on the door, probation is shade. Only Brijbasi is allowed. Jagannath Puri is only Hindus allowed. This sign says only Brijbasi is allowed. Only Premi Bhakt is allowed. So then what is our part? What is the nature of our Nam Sankirtan? Our Gurujan, as they've told us, that we should chant Krishna Nam. Why do they tell us to chant Krishna Nam? Why don't we chant Gauranam? We can get more benefit from chanting Gauranam. There's a purport to it. Bhavayoda para madhurja lila guna rupa nam nam pratikshanasva dhanam lolupasya. This is Gurudev. He's always relishing the guna rupa nam of Radhika and Madhava. He's always relishing that thing. And the disciple means, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in one purport, third canto Bhagavatam, that the definition of a disciple is one who is anubhav of the guru. He's following the mood of his Gurudev. He raises an interesting question there. How do you know what is your Guru Maharaj's mood? Mataji, if you go to Gopal Krishna Maharaj and you say, Gurudev, what is your ecstasy? What is your bhav? Will he tell you? No. He won't tell you. Just like a rich man, Vishwanath says, if you go to a rich man and you ask him, how much money do you have in your bank account? They'll never tell you. Hmm? That's a very private thing. But Vishwanath says there's a way you can tell. With a rich man, you can follow him around. You can see what kind of clothes does he wear? What kind of wristwatch does he have? What kind of car does he drive in? What kind of food does he eat? What kind of house does he have? And from those external things, you can understand something of the nature of his bank account. So Vishwanath says similarly, the function of the disciple is to follow their Gurudev and always be thinking of their Guru and trying to understand what is the mood of my Gurudev. In this way, the disciple should be anubhav. He should understand Sri Radhika Madhava Yoda Pada Madhurja Lila Guna Rupa Namnam Pratikshanasva Dhanalulupasya. What is it my Gurudev is relishing? If I want to come close with my Gurudev, I'm not going to become close to him by making a flag and putting his name and picture on it and going and waving it everywhere like some idiot. I'm going to come close to him when I understand what he's relishing. And if I go with some flag like that, he's going to become disturbed and annoyed. Go away. He'll tell us, go away. Don't bother me, you nonsense rascal. Go somewhere else. So Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita, he's always relishing the Kirtana Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramancha Kampasha. He's experiencing different ecstasies in that thing. And what is that Kirtana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That Kirtan, we were just reading from Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna Mantra Prakash Jaya Jaya Nija Bhakti Grahana Bilas. All glories to the person who inaugurated the chanting of Hare Krishna, and all glories to that person who's in relishing it and accepting his own devotion. These three things are going on at the same time. He's giving it, he's the object of it, and he's also relishing it. It's a very amazing thing. This Premanam Sankirtana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Sankirtan. In his commentary on the Chaitodarpana verse of the Shikshastika, Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he's described, what is the meaning of Sankirtan? Why don't we just say Kirtan? What is the meaning of Sankirtan? Sun, the prefix sun in Sanskrit means samyak. It means complete. So Sankirtan means complete kirtan. And that has two meanings. Sankirtan means that kirtan that we do every morning together as a group in front of Radha Madhav, or in the evenings before the Panchatattva. That's Sankirtan, when many devotees come together and we're chanting. But Sankirtan has another meaning. Samyak complete means Premanam Sankirtan. Because only Premanam Sankirtan is really complete. Just like we've experienced sometimes some very enthusiastic kirtan leader, and he's very flashy, and he's very expert at singing melodies. And while he's singing, he's looking to the back of the room, not looking at the deities, but he's looking to the back. And who is he looking to the back for? He wants to see, does she see me? Because he's attached to some particular girl and he wants to impress her. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in one article, he says, this is not Krishna Kirtan. This is Maya Kirtan. This is Kevalanam. You're doing something, it's something pious, very nice, you're chanting Krishna Kirtan. But it's not Sneha Samyukta Kirtan. It's not kirtan for the pleasure of Radha Madhav. It's not kirtan for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. You're doing kirtan for your pleasure because you want someone to respect you, to give you some pleasure, to give some respect to you. So we should understand what is the nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Premanam Sankirtan. In his Prema Vivarta, Jagadananda Pandit gives a very beautiful verse. Gorara ami muke bolile na chale torara achara gorara vichara loile fala fale. There's a lot of people running around with these t-shirts. I love Krishna, I love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they're jumping up and down, gorara ami, huh? I'm a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'm a devotee of Krishna. Jagadananda Pandit says they're not devotees at all. So the real person who's a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a person who's following the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's trying to bring pleasure to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's Sri Gurudev, who doesn't have any desire for himself. He wants to bring pleasure to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how does he bring pleasure to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is the necessity, the prayojana? What is the need of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He's in Vipralamba Bhav. He's feeling intense separation from Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So to ease that pain, we do Krishna Kirtan for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the kirtan of our sampradaya. This is the kirtan of our Gurujanas. And they're engaging us. We're kartal players in their kirtan. They're leading the kirtan, and they're very kindly letting us stand there and dance in an awkward way. Therefore, Sayyidwari Achandali Kirtana Sanchari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we spread kirtan even among the untouchables. That's us. Except for a few from Kenya. We're those untouchable persons. But that kirtan is Radha Bhav. It's a very, very elevated thing. We gave an analogy recently in Puri about this that we heard from one sadhu in Vrindavan. I'll repeat that. Please forgive us if you heard this before. That just like during the month of Kartik, on the Ekadasis, especially in the month of Kartik, so many people, they do Vrindavan Parikrama. Have you done Vrindavan Parikrama during the month of Kartik, Ekadasi? You've never done it. You've done Govardhan. It's very crowded. So crowded. And Vrindavan's the same thing. All the Diliwalas, they come from Punjabi Bagh to Vrindavan. And they all do Brajbandal Parikrama. But they're not all pure devotees like Prabhuji. Mm-hmm. They go there and they have so many people coming, and every 5 feet they have a rule. Every 5 feet there has to be a speaker. It has to be a big, big speaker. And it has to be playing the latest Hindi cinema songs. And another rule is it has to be turned up all the way. Third rule is the speaker has to be broken. As loud as it can. So this is a cacophony. If you've heard the English word cacophony, this is what cacophony means. A huge disturbance of noise and so many different things. So that's going on while you're trying to do your Vrindavan Parikrama. And then every so many yards, you'll find someone with water. They have a pot of water, a copper pot or something, and they're giving water to the yatris, to the people who are coming to drink, because they want some punya, some pious benefit from that. And that persons who come here, they put their hands out, maybe one hand or two hands, depending on where they're from, and they'll drink the water from that. And some of the water runs through their fingers. And if you go there at the end of the day, you'll see little puddles and lakes. And the dogs come. And the dogs come and drink that water.